socialism. Because standing in lines for flour and toilet paper will bring our nation closer together and tug at the heartstrings of equality. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
A lobster is a soft, mushy animal that lives inside of a rigid shell. That rigid shell does not expand. Well, how can the lobster grow? Well, as the lobster grows, that shell becomes very confining. Right? And the lobster feels itself under pressure and uncomfortable. It goes under a rock formation to protect itself from predatory fish, casts off the shell, and produces a new one. Well, eventually, that shell becomes very uncomfortable as it grows, right? Back under the rocks. And the lobster repeats this numerous times. The stimulus for the lobster to be able to grow is that it feels uncomfortable. Right? Now, if lobsters had doctors, they would never grow. Because as soon as the lobster feels uncomfortable, goes to the doctor, gets a Valium, gets a Percocet, feels fine. Never gets off its shell. So I think that we have to realize is that we have to realize that times of stress are also times that are signals for growth. And if we use adversity properly, we can grow through adversity.
Hi there. Hi. That was Rabbi Tuli Lafa. Lobsters and stress. I love it. I know that you're probably feeling a little bit of the stress coming on from this fall and winter coming, and you kind of know things are just kind of unsure right now. I'm not talking about the stupid moronic ads that come out, uncertain times because of COVID. That's ridiculous. No, it's the uncertainty that they got away with COVID and what's coming. Hi, Uncle Milty. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Excellent. We're going to talk about Woodward. I want to talk about Target. I want to talk about, by the way, Romney is giving out money in the name of the children. Socialism for Children is his new program. He wants to give allowance. You just can't make it up anymore. Romney. My own state, wherever you're listening to this from, yes, I'm embarrassed that my state propped him up as our newest hack member of the Senate. But, you know, he would like socialism for the children. He would like to give children an allowance because apparently you parents out there can't afford them. So he's going to come in to help you take money from working parents to give to you. Isn't that lovely? We'll be talking about that too. There's actually several things on my mind. When we were talking to Byron York from Fox News about his new book, and I should have asked him this question, but did it amaze him that the Washington Post was able to put out 24,000 articles, over 24,000 articles about Russia and United States and collusion, and come up to the assumptive version of yes, this happened. 24,000. Just think about that. That's what you were hit with over that 3-year span. And then the New York Times did 18,000 at least articles written where it basically said, yes, this happened without it ever having a shred of evidence. Okay. The reason I say that is because we know that the Washington Post is completely bought. Jeff Bezos was put in the position of the Washington Post so that he could help the Pentagon and the CIA put out all the information their little hearts desired. And this was one way to sway the people into thinking what they wanted them to think. Okay? So we all know this. I hope we know this. Jeff Bezos didn't have any newspaper experience. Why in the world did he go into this? Because he had already had a deal, a $600 million deal that we know of with the CIA and the cloud. And this was the next a version of Jeff Bezos too. And so there's that. And because of that kind of collusion with the newspapers and journalism, we all know about Mockingbird, right? We all know about what happened there. And since the 1950s, late 40s, they were putting people in positions, the CIA, into making sure that they would spout the government narrative as an editor or as a journalist. And the reason I'm saying this is because when we get to the real Mockingbird stooges of America, I can think of two. I wonder who they are. Let's go back into the 70s, shall we? Everybody remembers the 70s. You remember Nixon, right? Woodward and Bernstein. You know, I saw a movie about them, and it made them into national treasures, national heroes. Well, guess what? Everything about them is fake. and it continues to be fake. And they were esteemed heroes, right? They are the exact opposite of real journalists. In fact, they are Mockingbird, Project Mockingbird stooges, and people did not figure this out for the longest time.
Yeah.
Amazing.
They still haven't.
No. And so that bombshell story they broke was given to them on a silver platter by the crooked FBI at the time, still crooked to this day, mm-hmm. as part of a very highly coordinated CIA coup against Nixon. And it was similar to the Russiagate coup.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't offer up a... what was he called? The throat... deep throat.
Deep throat.
The deep throat.
Yeah. Well, they
and
did.
The, oh, yes.
But not until the Ukraine came into
yes,
the
that was Vindman. Vindman. Remember Vindman and his double evil twin?
Uh-huh.
Yes. How weird that story got. Okay. So I just wanted to say that I don't think we realize sometimes, even going back into history, what happened. By the way, they wrapped that puppy up in 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's talk about Woodward, shall we?
You know... First of all, he wrote a book, which I don't know why anybody even would bother reading a book by him.
Oh, because he's the esteemed hero from the 70s. That's why.
So the president actually was gracious enough to actually interview with him for hours and hours.
Why?
That's
why
what everybody's asking.
So
why?
According to Byron York, though.
He could win him over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently he didn't because he couldn't wait to come up with this story about how the president lied to the American people about COVID.
Yeah.
Well,
there's a problem with this. Now, listen, this is very important.
Yeah, there is a problem. Why is it that being optimistic and telling people not to panic was a lie? Even though it turned out to be accurate.
Because at the time...
They were predicting 2.5 million people.
Yeah, but those predictions had come and come and come and come through the last 20 years.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen. And we've shut the country down for 32 deaths. I remember listening to Trump in a press conference where he was like, you guys, we have so many more deaths in so many other areas. Why are we doing this?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And then when Pompeo got up and said, we're in the middle of a drill. And you know what Trump said in the background? You could have told us. And then it went into this lockdown. So Woodward came out essentially, because you need to give the background of this. Woodward came out and said that he kept the information that this was going to be the worst thing we've ever seen in our lives. Yeah, under 200,000. Okay. The worst things we were ever going to see in our lives because he was trying to hide it from the people in a very treasonous way, right? Against the American people. But what's the clincher here? Because this is very important to understand if you're going to look at the Captain Obvious moment of all this. And the Captain Obvious moment is what?
It didn't happen.
Well, it didn't happen, but... If he was keeping something, right?
Why didn't he let it out to save people's lives?
Because he says that basically now, right before the election, now this is newsworthy that he kept all this information and all these people died and maybe they wouldn't have died if Trump would have done something different. What more could we have done? We locked the nation down with 32 deaths. But that was his estimation, right? So then why didn't Woodward come out and say something?
So he's the one with blood on his hands now.
If his narrative is true.
The fact is nobody has blood on their hands. We should be thanking God that only 200,000 people have died.
We get 260,000 people a year that die flu of pneumonia. Nobody and would bat an eye over this.
Nope, we don't wear masks. We don't social distance over pneumonia.
Yeah, we don't have endless states of emergency where everybody gets to raid the coffers. So all of this happened, and when it did, I still remember Trump coming out. I think we had 1,000 cases at the time, and 32 deaths, and they were all nursing home patients, but mostly all in the same area, okay, of those deaths.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, they came out later and said all of that wasn't even true. Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
The 32 deaths at the time when we closed the nation down the second week of March, the CDC came out and said, well, yeah, those tests weren't actually accurate. We just were guessing. So taking all that into account, doesn't his report seem silly?
It is silly.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. He's a mockingbird stooge is what he is.
So Biden jumped right on this.
Mm-hmm.
And Biden made a statement yesterday that if the president hadn't lied and we had done something more, 36,000 lives could have been saved.
Oh,
now,
my gosh.
Aside from the fact that there's absolutely no mathematical way to prove that.
Because they already came out with the 6%, which is only 9,000.
Yeah.
So 9,000 actually only died of COVID. And the other ones had to have cancer that was already given a death sentence, or COPD that was already given a death sentence, and people in long-term care that were already given a death sentence for COVID to actually be listed as their mode of death. But only COVID was only 9,000. So how could they have come up with 36,000? This is just how stupid it's getting. I mean, we're in the stupid war now.
Well, what they do is they accuse the president of a lie that they can't prove was a lie. But because they've accused him of the lie, they call him a liar.
It's true.
The president's lied 10,000 times, according to us.
Right. It's just the amount of disinformation, the amount of lying, the amount of everything. I think I've had my fill this year. I'm pretty sure 2020 has been the fill year for this. But now we're just graduating into the moronic arguments.
It really is.
It's bizarre. And maybe some of you, maybe you thought Woodward and Bernstein were the heroes they pretended to be. Who knows? But we have a lot of these people in media. A lot of them. Anderson Cooper, CIA. They're all, we just don't understand how many of them are, actually.
Woodward and Bernstein were the beginnings of the lack of journalistic ethics we have today.
Yeah. It's when you started really kind of seeing how much power they could have. And the fact that they look at it this way. I mean, when you really look at the story of Watergate, and all of a sudden these two journalists were right on top of it with knowing exactly. Come on. It's kind of like 9/11, which is tomorrow, where the news was already saying who was responsible 8 minutes in.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to know that these people are very much on the take. You've just got to know. Anyway. Whew. It's crazy. But the amount of damage that these people are able to do by posing as journalists and by posing as newspapers across the nation is just, well, it's sick. And I hope we all remember that as we're perusing the news, as a constant reminder that these people lie, 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 and they don't mind doing it for the paycheck. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Hey,
balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
My name is Dr. Roger Bond. I've been in practice for around 30 years now. One of the products that I recommend to my patients, I highly recommend, is Balance of Nature, fruits and vegetables. Back in the early 2000s, I began to have some respiratory issues that affected my practice. It affected my family life to the point where I'd come home from work and basically just lay down on the carpet because I was so tired. As I took Balance of Nature, that began to slowly change and the energy came back and was able to enjoy time with my family. I recommend Balance of Nature to all of my patients because it's a product that works.
With 3 fruit and 3 veggie capsules, Balance of Nature provides you with all your recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code KATE.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I'm a stone throw from the mill, and I'm a good walk to the river. When my working day is over, we'll go swim our cares away. Put your toes down in the water and a smile across your face, and tell me that you love me, lovely Lady May.
Hi there, Lady May. Tyler Childers. I love this song. Anyway, talks about being a tree and how you're the hickory that stands, you know, and you stand regardless. Anyway, love this song. And of course, welcome back to the show. You know, Target has their peeps wearing a shirt with their Target badge on top, and they're wearing a mask. I just want to explain the visual to you. The shirt says, "I can't breathe," with Black Lives Matters. Okay? With wearing a mask. Yeah, we know you can't breathe. It's because of the COVID moronic narrative, yes. But they're still touting this as Black Lives Matters, and they're actually wearing shirts that say Black Lives Matters on it, which I find incredible. Incredible that Target wants to shoot itself in the foot yet again. This was after the transsexual bathroom deal that they had going on, where they were actually really supporting choose your bathroom, and it's okay if you linger there and look under the stalls at the young girls, no problem. Anyway, shooting themselves in the foot, I find myself going there less and less and less, and no more after this. So tell me a little bit. You had a great article about
Black Lives. In regards to Black Lives Matter, mm-hmm. the pro golfer Bubba Watson mm-hmm. wrote a piece during the summer that got widely promoted uh-huh. across Facebook. Uh-huh. But nobody really brought it up very much. I didn't hear about it at the time. According to Snopes, it is that he did write it.
Snopes, the liberal.
Yeah, he did write it, but mm-hmm. it was really just critical of BLM.
Oh, you mean because he pointed out the truth?
Yeah.
You have to read some of this.
So here's the start of it. He starts out, he says, "I'm so confused right now. I see signs all over saying Black Lives Matter, but I'm trying to figure out which Black Lives it is that matter. It can't be the unborn black babies. They're destroyed without a second thought. It's not black cops. They don't seem to matter. It's not my black conservatives' friends. They're told to shut up if they know what's best for them by their black counterparts. It's not black business owners because their property gets burned down and doesn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. It's not blacks who fought in the military. Their statues are destroyed by the Black Lives Matter protesters with disdain. So which black lives is it that matter? Black lives do matter. Of course they do. But when multiple black police officers and individuals are killed during the peaceful protests, I don't see any outrage. I don't see black individually owned businesses outraged because they're being burned to the ground. Mm-hmm. It's all silence. Deadliest weekend in Chicago, nothing. I can't keep up. I just can't. I'm exhausted trying to figure out which Black Lives Matter."
I love that piece. Isn't it true? Because only black activist, victimized, progressive lives matter, uh-huh. basically, is really what the message is. Let's face it, folks. And there was a great article on the Babylon Bee parody website that said, "Experts find leading symptom of privilege is constant griping about privilege." I thought, oh my gosh, that's so true. I wanted to give you this stat as well. And I hope this sticks with you because you need to share this with your family. We have 211 million white Americans, apparently. We have 36 million black Americans. So 211,000. 36 million, okay? Because it's about 12% of the mm-hmm. population, 12.5%. Mm-hmm. Okay. So of the 211 million white Americans, 6.2% of them are millionaires. Did you know that? They're millionaires.
Wow.
6.2%, yeah.
It's
about 13 million, yeah. And then out of the 36 million black Americans, 4.3 million of them are millionaires. It's kind of amazing that there isn't a huge amount of difference given the populations.
Percentage-wise
of the populations. Isn't that interesting? And you know what? I'm trying to find, I got a big old magnifying glass, trying to find the oppression. I'm trying to find the racism. I can't find it. And it only pops up every 2 to 4 years during election time is when I'm trained to bring all my white guilt and shame into the election with me so that I can vote appropriately. Right? Black Lives Matters. This is basically what we're up against. It's really disgusting because if you have opportunity in this country and you take it, that's your personal responsibility to do so. And you have every opportunity. So if you haven't, that's on you. It's on you. No, I don't care whether you're purple, Asian, black, white. You're from Honduras. You have an opportunity to succeed. Take it. Oh, the victimization going on right now is just insane.
That's what I want my T-shirt.
Yeah.
Black lives matter. The question is which ones?
That's true, though, isn't it? Oh, dear. We're in a world of hurt. So there was a boy, and I'm not kidding, on the heels of talking about Mockingbird Media. Project Mockingbird in our media. How many of our talking heads, how many of them have really gotten to robot status at this point because they'll just read a script, doesn't even matter what it says anymore. No convictions, no integrity. And then you've got all the journalists that are CIA posing to be something that they're not. They've been trained up in the delivery of the news. So Woodward and Bernstein, two of the famous ones, Anderson Cooper. I mean, we can go down a list. Mm-hmm. Many, many, many journalists that were co-opted by the CIA. And so on the heels of that, you've got the AP. And the AP and Reuters, however you want to say it, both of these are the two sources that everything comes out of. Okay? This is the hub. Those two sources are the hub in America where all news is taken from. And they create the story, and then everybody regurgitates it. This is why everyone's always on the same page in the media and why I can play clip after clip of them saying the exact same story in the exact same tone and tenor and the exact same verbiage. Because the stories are created. And so... there was a piece they put out about truths that they don't find self-evident anymore. Oh, gosh, you guys, get ready for this. Get ready for this. Go ahead. I'm kind of stunned that they put this out. And they put it out as, they wouldn't say the word opinion. Remember how we talked about Merriam, the Webster Dictionary now? You know, they were afraid that we were going to change the meaning of words. Now they're saying analysis instead of opinion. Analysis. This is our analysis brought to you by our opinion. But don't think about it in that way. This is the AP speaking. You ready?
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So here we go. This is what they find to be. We no longer hold these truths to be self-evident. A U.S. presidential election will be held every 4 years in November. They don't find that truth to be self-evident anymore.
No.
Yeah. That armed forces will not be involved in the elections. They think armed forces will be involved in our elections from here on out, nor in domestic protests. Medicine will be approved when science says it's safe and effective, not because a politician wants it approved before Election Day. I'm sorry, weren't the progressive leftists the ones saying, rush it, rush it, rush it, get us, you're not doing enough, get us cured and get us cured now? We want this, that even though it hasn't been tested, weren't they the ones saying all that?
How about the United States is an example to the world in managing a peaceful transfer of power?
Oh, my gosh.
That's no longer self-evident.
I'm sorry.
It's not, the election isn't even over yet. And
wow.
It's not any longer self-evident.
Do you know how many coups we've done? I'm sorry. That was an amazing statement. The United States is an example to the world in managing a peaceful transfer of power. We no longer hold this truth. That's no truth. Are you kidding me? Anyway, whatever.
And this one is timely.
Yes.
You'll get your checks, bills, letters, junk mail, and ballots on time in your mailbox because neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of light of night stays these carriers from their swift completion of their appointed rounds.
Oh my gosh. You need to say that with this. Neither snow nor rain.
Yeah.
Nor heat nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. Are you talking about mailmen? Yes.
And ballots. And ballots.
Oh my God.
We don't have a thing to worry about.
I don't... Oh, AP. You know, I sat in a meeting with Deseret News, a local paper in my, actually a pretty strong force of a newspaper in my own state. And the editor is a far left leaning progressive in a conservative state. And he said that he lives and breathes by the AP. If the AP puts it out, it's truth. This is the kind of nonsense they're putting out.
Well, it's the kind of thing that happens in Trump's America.
Oh, good heavens. Yes. So they actually went on to say They went on to say, it's a country where even the cold, hard fact of more than 190,000 coronavirus deaths is viewed with suspicion by people who listen to conspiracy theories and bad science.
Wow.
I know.
When really the reality is we should be thanking God every day that only 190,000 people have died of a disease.
From a common cold. Not yeah. a disease, just a common cold virus that we get every year. Yes, and where the president cries election foul and fraud before a vote is cast. Why? Because the news has been prepping him for a coup? And then it goes on to say, Trump goes where other presidents have not, stomping on moors, blurring lines, and as Washington speak has it, saying the quiet part out loud. Supporters relish that. Did you know you relish that?
Yeah.
3/4 of the country. Anyway, opponents cannot abide it. No one can get away from it. It's Trump's America. Oh, good.
Yeah. Why don't they just say, why doesn't he just let us impeach him and throw him out?
Oh, just kill us now. I swear to you. Can we just pray for an asteroid at this point? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You got about a minute.
I was listening to your conversation about Woodward Mockingbird.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this finally answers the question, who was Deep Throat? CIA.
Yeah, there was a deathbed confession about that. Was there not?
There was a deathbed confession.
And he happened...
You can't believe it.
Yeah, well, and he happened to be in the, let's say, the sector of government that's in intelligence. Kind of interesting. Yeah, anyway.
And what about E. Howard Hunt? I bet you could do a whole story, one session on E. Howard Hunt.
Oh, heck yeah, yeah. All right,
hey. His name popping up all over the place.
All right, hey, thanks. Appreciate that.
His name, Mark Felt.
Mark Felt.
Yep.
Yeah. And deathbed confessions.
He was only the associate director of the FBI.
Yeah. You know, I mean, just a little intelligence group for you.
Wow.
Yeah. Right on the heels of J. Edgar and his women's underwear. Yeah, we've had some stellar people.
There is one problem.
Okay.
We can't necessarily take his deathbed confession
really?
As truth because he was suffering from dementia. They actually put
Up.
He was suffering from...
You're right. They just diminish him. And they could have thrown him out a window like the Admiral. Remember in the 1940s, they threw him out of a window when they didn't like what he had to say.
It's actually the same reason
about
we can't
Antarctic.
Believe Biden.
Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Lord, the wind can leave you shivering as it waltzes o'er the leaves. It's been rushing through my timber till your love brought on the spring. Now the mountains all are blushing, and they don't know what to say, except a good long line of praises for my lovely Lady May.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Welcome back, I've got Uncle Milty with me, and make sure you get over to Balance of Nature and order up. This is a great food supplement, and you should be taking it. Really, honestly, you should be taking a food supplement. If you're going to choose one, I would choose this one. It had everything in it and more than you'll ever expect because it's just amazing. It's got turmeric. It's got all kinds of fiber. It's got all kinds of everything in it that your body is just crying out for right now as you're delving into a bag of Cheetos or drinking a Pepsi. This is the kind of food that we need in our systems, these kind of nutrients. Make sure you get over to balanceofnature.com, 31 fruits and vegetables a day, dehydrated down into capsule form, so it makes it real easy to take. And you can go to balanceofnature.com and put in my first name, Kate, K-A-T-E, and you can get 35% off and free shipping. I love it. So make sure you're doing that. And I just wanted to mention... We were just talking about the AP. The AP is owned by the Rothschild No, this is not a Babylon Bee. Your news is coming from the Rothschild Global Advisory. Okay. Now, before the Rothschilds Global Advisory, they used to own William Hearst. And William Hearst was the AP competitor, and it was called International News Service. And they would co-op all the AP headlines and then take them as their own and twist them. And William Randolph Hearst was pretty much owned by the same cabal. And then it turned into the Roth. They don't even care anymore that they have their name attached to it. It's Intrepid Partners and Rothschild Global Advisory that owns the AP network.
Oh.
All righty then. Just a little, you know, for your day. They're the ones that wrote, we hold these truths.
Yeah.
We don't hold these truths to be evident anymore.
Not
self-evident.
Anymore.
Yeah, you got to love that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate, Sam calling. How are you?
Hi there. Go right ahead, Sam.
Hey, I wanted to mention to you something that I thought you guys might find interesting. You
sure.
should be able to find it on the net. But you were talking about Black Lives Matter, and Michael Milky was making some of the comments a while ago. Look up an interview that Candace Owens did with Ben Shapiro. One of the neat things that she was commenting on in there, and I felt this way all along, but it's kind of interesting when you have a black woman herself saying the same things that you've been saying yourself. And that
right.
was, but she was getting on this subject of the false issue with white supremacy. And she said to all the white supremacists, she said, what I would say, this is just one of the highlights of it, but it was really good. She said, if there are any white supremacists out there, if you really want to deal with the black community, do nothing, because she said they're killing themselves off.
Interesting yeah, coming from her too. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, it's a very interesting interview. If you get a chance to find it, I found it and pulled it before YouTube scrubbed it. So you might find some very interesting things in that.
Yeah.
She had a lot to say, and the one positive thing I found, she said, I guess it came out in the video that she was pregnant, so I got to thinking, well, if she raises this kid right, maybe we'll have another one right beside her that'll be putting out the truth.
Amen.
Of what's really going on.
Yeah, amen to that. Thank you very much. Really appreciate
that. That's all
I got. Thank you. Let's take another caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. I'm trying.
She's one of the most outspoken black people.
I love it.
Yeah,
she's
really
great.
Good. So the West Coast is on fire, Kate. California's
again.
Burning.
Again.
Washington State's burning.
Multiple times over.
Well, guess what? They arrested a man for in Washington State for starting a fire along the highway.
Interesting.
So
there's
how
a lot
many
of, that
of those
going
other
on.
Fires do you think might be arson?
Maybe we should call up PG&E and ask them, since they seem to be in the areas of a lot of fires and really busy beforehand.
They don't say who his employer was, Kate.
Interesting. So true. Touché. You know, there's way more to that because there's certain places, you know, Oregon's on fire now. California's always on fire, apparently.
Yeah.
They're never not on fire. And it just seems that it's never ending and nobody ever asks why that is. Hi, caller. Besides, and I'm not talking about the enviros and what they do with the water and the short. No, I'm just talking about in general. Why is this? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi there. Yeah, first time caller, so a little bit nervous.
Oh, perfect. But, don't be nervous. It's just us. Go right ahead, caller. You're fine. Go right ahead.
So I was just wondering, my favorite candidate that has been a strong supporter of liberty and the Constitution just made the ballot in all 50 states this week, and I'm just wondering why the media isn't covering that.
Well, go ahead and do the story. Let's hear it.
Well, it's Jo Jorgensen. She's the Libertarian candidate. And
okay.
Even though she's the only candidate on all 50 ballots, the polls are refusing to their
that doesn't surprise me.
What's that?
It doesn't surprise me because we're in a state of believing that there's only two parties and that these two big, very, very big businesses actually are at the helm and that nobody else can squeeze their way in. And as long as they keep that belief going, then, of course, you know, the media is the one that gets us to care about stuff and gets us to believe things, right? They brainwash us every day. And so I guess it doesn't
they
surprise
are.
Me. Yeah. Doesn't surprise me.
Well,
but I'm glad
to know that there's a support for liberty that's, even though it's not always strong in the media, that the people like you are willing to cover it. And I'm glad that there's a candidate like Joe Jorgensen that I'm able to vote for that will support liberty.
Excellent. I'm really glad you called in. Call in anytime. See, it wasn't that bad. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thank you. So true.
You know,
though.
That's actually a really big sign of what's going on in the country.
It
though.
Really is.
When was the last time a Libertarian candidate made all 50 states?
I know. And, you know, here's Ron Paul, who, been on the show 5 times, right? Ron Paul's been on 5 times. And you know, we've talked off the air, we've talked on the air, and it's like you said, you know, it's a business. And he was edged out by this particular business. And what were the headlines about him? Oh, he's just crazy, and he's a little loon. And, I mean, they did such a number on Ron Paul. Anytime he would even, and he, by the way, he was making a lot of headway. A lot of headway. People were finally responding to what he had to say in regards to his principles and the Constitution. And the minute he made any headway at all, man, they wanted him laughed off the stage. And I asked him if the story was true, and he was laughing about it. I said, so there's a story when you and Romney were getting ready for the debates that Romney was all worried about how he was going to be perceived. His marketing team was around him fixing his hair and makeup, and he was worried about how things were sounding. How do I get the most people to applaud, you know, that sort of thing. And there's Ron Paul eating a bowl of soup, getting ready to go on stage, not worried at all. And I asked him about that, and he goes, I don't remember, but it sounds like me. And I thought, there you go. There are people with principles, amazingly.
You know, actually, mm-hmm. I shouldn't have said what I said.
What's that?
In the last 30 years, mm-hmm. in 1992, 96, and 2000, mm-hmm. libertarians made all 50 states. The next time it happened after 2000, and it ended in 2004. In 2016, Gary Johnson was on all 50 ballots.
Oh, yeah. We had him on the show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot about him.
Yeah. Had him
he
on the show.
Kind of forgettable, but
yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know,
Jorgensen.
It's the belief system in America.
Yeah, but Jorgensen has mm-hmm. has a much better following than mm-hmm. He did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting. All right. Well, always okay with me to give time to that. And by the way, they're telling kids to get the flu shot. They're warning them. They're threatening them. They're telling them that they must go get the flu shot. What was the Hong Kong flu? A million people died on the Hong Kong flu.
A million.
And of course, they're using every scare tactic in the book. You've never seen anything like it. You didn't see anything like this even a couple of years ago, where they're scaring these kids, these poor kids, into taking that junk into their bodies. Please, I hope parents are not listening to that. The CDC also came out, if you didn't know. This has been up for just a while, actually a while. But, you know, the CDC of all people, disease. Okay, CDC, just think about that organization telling kids to pack an extra backpack in case they have to sleep over at school during an emergency and they'll be separated from their parents. Why is the CDC saying that?
Well, that's the sleepover disease.
It's a sleepover. Apparently. Jeez. Yeah. So, AstraZeneca, don't believe that either. AstraZeneca's really super concerned that one person had an adverse reaction. When in history have they ever been concerned about all the adverse reactions in vaccinated and trial groups that they put out? They're only doing it so that they can make people think it's going to be safe. Oh, we're halting the presses. We're going to make it safe for you now, and we want to prolong it because the poll just came out saying only 42% of Americans were even desiring it.
You know, the vaccinations are one aspect of this, but what this is going to do is also set precedent for medications.
Hmm.
Oh, we need this medication
now.
We can't wait until all the trials are over.
Kick it out. Yep.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
If there's any wonder why they started working on the patents for this delivery system of changing the genome in this particular vaccine coming out, if you've ever wondered about this, this has been on the books since 2008, but they never got around to the human trials. And then they made it sound like they just invented it in January and that it's so soon they don't have time.
Do you ever watch Nova?
No.
the science program?
No.
They did a show last night on CRISPR.
Did they really? Ooh, that's scary stuff.
Boy, I'm telling you.
We had the guy on that wrote the book on CRISPR.
Yeah, well, they actually done it.
Yeah, they have.
To a human being.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, and they're very close to being able to say that they can engineer babies.
Yep. Yep. All in the name of, let's just make your baby perfect.
Yeah, better.
You'll love it.
Yeah.
It's basically
it. You'll love
it
if it's perfect.
Well, it's basically an it. You've just given birth to an it now, because that's basically what's going to go on with this.
Wow.
The changing of genome is very scary. By the way, if you don't understand what AI is and what AI can do, man versus machine. Basically, the Pentagon plans on a dogfight between a human and an AI manning aircraft in a dogfight in 2024. They're putting this out as an event that's going to happen. Don't even think for a second that we're not looking at a whole decade of AI in mass attempt. To just absolutely be something you've never even envisioned before.
I'm rooting for the Terminator.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe you just said that. Oh, good heavens. Yeah, it's insane. It really is. So there's that.
Well,
and
that's what they're creating.
Yeah. By the way, a passenger in a mask was kicked off an airplane because he told the flight attendant to put their mask back on. They're stumbling over themselves. They don't even know how to get ahead of that narrative anymore. It's like, we'll just get rid of everybody. Remember the SEAL that took a picture of himself on the airplane without a mask is banned from Delta from here on out? Yes. Yes. You know what? They're not worried about the money. You know why? Because they're getting the bailouts, and the bailouts have government ownership. We're nationalizing the airlines. We've nationalized trucking, both supply lines, and we're on to the hospitals now. We're gonna start nationalizing them, mark my words.
It's called communism.
Absolutely. They said no. The Democrats said no to the Senate bill because it wasn't enough money to hand out everybody in their form of socialism. Rand Paul, on principle, said no. And all the Republicans said, yes, give everybody some money from hardworking Americans. That's where we're at in America, guys. Wonderful. An extra $300. It's just amazing to me.
You just don't care about those poor unemployed
I really don't. I don't. Romney was serving up his version of childhood socialism by wanting to give them an allowance from the government because, you know, parents can't do enough for them.
And they don't. They're not talking about $10 a week for mowing the lawn.
No. It's, you know what? It's just, it's a sickness, and it's a sickness called communism. It's a sickness called socialism. It's the gateway to communism, and it's just heavily seeped into the nature of who we're becoming. And if we don't wake up and stop it, we the people can stop it. We already fought a bloody revolution. We don't have to do it again. We can use the system. Get smart. There's lawsuits. There's even a lawsuit in my own state going on for against the governor.
Oh, yeah.
Sue your governor. Sue your legislature. Sue them all. Anyway, be faithful. Be fearless. See you back here tomorrow. And talking a little bit about 9/11 tomorrow. I've got a guest that wrote the book on Bitcoin. And also, he'll just be fantastic, Alan Stevo. Anyway, see you here tomorrow. Thanks, Uncle Milty. Uh-huh. Everybody have a great night. KateDalyRadio.com.